listening to The Nasty Table,
the premier source for tabletop role-playing actual play. Now come on in, relax, and pull up a seat to The Nasty Table.
Pawning vintage dresses.
Nah, I'm leaving. That's how you leave stores, right?
It's about 2 inches thick. He puts his hand out with the folder. Crime scene photos, process, gunshot wound, 2014 missing evidence, track promotions, unauthorized surveillance reports, internal affairs investigation, $40,000 of missing equipment.
You guys trust him now?
I know what you did last summer, you fucking bitch.
Fuck. Bad actors in this case, or look, I need context here.
You mention who you're looking into, what store you're looking into. You watch them jump.
Yeah, no more getting sick. You guys aren't allowed to do that anymore.
I'm not getting it. I felt fucking horrible the next morning.
Dude, I was like,
were you feeling sick when you were sitting here?
I literally just allergies. I mean, it was coming out of me, and I thought it was fucked up. And then I woke up in the morning, and I was like, you know what? Yeah, I'm trying to go to work, and I go to take a shower, and I realized halfway through the shower, I'm like, why am I freezing? The water was so hot, but I just felt so cold. And then I got out of the shower, and mom's like, oh, your stepdad just tested positive for COVID. And I was like, maybe I got COVID. But then everybody, my sister got it, Riley got it.
Damn, dude, everybody's got it, or had it?
Had it, yeah, everybody's got it now, but. Yeah, I felt like shit when I was around you guys.
You should, bro.
Dude, as soon as I started feeling sick, I was like, there's no way that I got fucking COVID again. I was like, there's just no fucking way. I just had it.
But you don't have to feel bad because he didn't actually get it.
Yeah, no.
No, I don't feel bad anymore.
Yeah, like I said, no more getting sick. You guys are done with that.
Yeah, that was fucked up.
Don't cut
that shit out. Hey, I didn't miss a session. I fought through it.
You did.
That was my Jordan flu game.
Yeah, I mean, well, it so
great session, by the way.
I have no idea what I did. I left and I don't remember.
I do kind of. I mean, I'll clue in anybody listening to say that last session Mike Finn had COVID and didn't know it. And I was listening back to the recording. You were sniffling, but not as much as we were sniffling when we first started recording.
Well, that's because we didn't have the mute switches. I was sniffling the entire time. Well, it was just
he had his nasal
only
spray.
Only when I was directly talking did I have it on.
Taking his nasal spray.
It was a good investment.
Blowing his nose.
Spray, shooting up, dude.
Oh, I was. I think I shot up like 3 or 4 times.
All over the place. Definitely snoozed like right before I left, and I was like, had a thought too, where I was like, am I about to walk through COVID germs? And I was like, fuck it, I'm immune. And I walked through. I didn't get COVID.
Just got
I
got
like
buddy.
I got like another 30 days. Yeah, but you didn't give me that. I don't know. I think I got it from the Flyers team. Those dirty motherfuckers putting their fucking dirty strep throat hands all over my beer lid. They open it for you. They open it for you, and then they're like...
stick your fingers
they just,
in the
yeah,
top,
they
bro.
Just like... Dude, it's so fucking annoying. I literally remember, like... I watched this motherfucker's thumb just like on my can, and I was like... Oh, fuck it.
Yeah, in hindsight, they should probably wear gloves. I never really thought about
that.
They
do it, dude. Right. Like, they don't
do it
like
at the link. They don't
have, like, a germaphobe type of, like, mind, and, like, I, like, notice that shit.
They don't wear gloves at the link.
Yeah, especially because they're right on the register, and then they open your beer.
And they all open your beer, yeah. You know, they don't use, like, a fucking opener, either. They, like, use their hands, and they're, like, all their fucking hands are... And I, like, look up, and it's, like, a Philadelphia crackhead, and I'm like... Here goes
Philadelphia.
I had a thought watching the game last night that the Eagles really got their shit pushed back in at Raymond James Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
So, yep. Appreciate that one.
Of course they would.
Let me get a recap of that
brother.
Last
hell
session,
yeah,
please. Oh my God, did you see that thing about Hulk Hogan pulling that my finger stuck in the boom arm again. Pulling that person out of the car wreckage.
Yeah.
No, dude, it was like the tweet was
imagine,
like Hulk
dude?
Hogan like saved someone's life pulling him out of a car wreckage. Dude, like
can you imagine being the guy like that crashes your car and like Hulk Hogan pulls you out? Like I'm like, dude, I'm dead. Like I'm definitely
hold
dead.
On, brother, I got you.
I'm definitely dead.
Are you gonna take me to grandpa? Hulk Hogan?
Don't follow the light, brother.
No, bro, we're going to the hospital. Come on.
I know I don't wanna bring, you know, the bad vibes to the table, but since we're talking about WWE people, as soon as I saw Ric Flair yesterday, I was like, we're doomed.
Yeah, I know.
We're doomed.
We're doomed.
Anyone watch the Eagles game?
Yeah.
I was planning on just breezing right past it. I kind of didn't want to talk about it.
No, we've been recording for less than a year, and we've been here for now three.
Yeah.
Devastating playoff losses.
I know, and we do talk about it all the time.
It is fucking it's horrible. I don't want to get into it, but I don't think I want Nick Sirianni as my head coach next year.
Didn't seem promising, but he's helping out. I wrote a note saying that Lang is being cute. I don't remember why I wrote that.
He's always been cute.
Lang's acting cute.
I don't remember why I wrote that.
No cute shit. Don't go acting cute on me.
Come on, Lang. I think it was a poorly executed attempt of like, hey, you keep coming to us with questions. You want information from us. We're willing to give you this information, some information, if in exchange for this favor.
There were two things that were played on in that conversation. One of which is that exchange of information thing. The other thing, which was more the Caleb angle, is this is a really good story. You're leaving a story here. You want it? And he said, I don't give a fuck about the story. I don't give a shit. He said that multiple times. But yeah. And then he was basically like, do you want my help? Ask for my help.
I mean, it's another guy that we just spilled the beans to.
Yeah.
A lot of beans being spilled.
Yeah, we're getting very desperate.
Yeah, but it feels like that kind of time.
Absolutely.
I don't know. This is the first semblance of a plan we've had to get there, you know?
Right.
An actual thing, and I think the smarter thing would do would be to tail one of these guys, but at some point, I mean, I don't think any of us are against trying to force it out of somebody, but these guys are, I don't know, if winners trust them this much with this big of a secret.
Right.
I don't know if it can be beaten out of them.
Maybe if we beat it out of them, they're going to say the same shit that, you know, the LaRoccas were saying, like, well, I don't fucking know. We can't tell you. Like, if I'm fucked if I tell you anyway, so just kill them. So, I don't know. Maybe we could like capture one, tail the other, or something. So.
And then, even if we do, well, find this address with all the missing evidence, all the money, it seems like we are going into a fight, very undermanned.
Yeah.
Heck yeah. Severely undermanned.
Yeah.
They don't have a demon on their side, though.
Where's...
Everyone tried shooting Nick.
Shooting gang signs. I'm on demon time, cuh. Come around my block is spun, cuh.
Everyone's got a fucking 40 in firearms.
I just start throwing up.
What you banging, shorty?
We get the blue coat and Jerry gets out and he's just like...
On phone now.
Dude's heads just start
Come at me, boy.
Yeah, dude.
Does Jerry feel protected by this thing?
Weirdly, yeah. He does.
Well, an engine purrs as Mike McAllister leaves Ray's property. Sergeant McNeil and Detective O'Connor watch as he leaves. Detective Hoyt out back practicing his shots, and Detective Flores inside looking over the unconscious Santo LaRocca. What do you guys want to do?
Is he confirmed dead?
No.
Can I check his pulse?
Very, very light. Bump. Bump.
Okay.
Bump.
Can I roll for target practice?
Sure. Go ahead and roll firearms.
44 on a 50.
Critical success. Shoot exactly where you're aiming. You guys all hear a shot ring out as Mike McAllister's car exits from view.
What time is it?
At this point, we're looking at around, I want to say 12:45.
Okay. And it's the 7th?
The 7th.
I kind of want to just sit and wait 60 minutes, man.
Yeah, I mean, I've been hanging out here since last night, so, get comfortable.
I look over
back in the living room, sit on your couch. The TV doesn't work, right?
That is correct.
Got a radio or anything?
Yeah, there's a radio sitting on the counter.
All right. I pop the radio on.
Turn the radio on?
Yeah.
Marvin Gaye starts playing. Old Marvin Gaye. So you guys are all waiting 60 minutes. Anything that you guys say during this time to each other?
So, if the journalist says that he's going to help us out on this, right, that means we could potentially get two of the highest ranking officials under Dan Winters. So, what are we comfortable with? Are we comfortable luring them both to one area, capturing them, or are we comfortable trailing one and trying to get some kind of location? I don't think it would hurt to at least capture one of them.
Yeah.
I think it's one or the other. I don't think you can capture one and just trail the other one.
Fair.
Well, I like the idea of starting out just trailing them.
Yeah.
Seeing what kind of scenarios they get themselves into on a typical day.
Right.
Maybe we could capture one and trail the other.
Right.
I mean, if they're not there now, I think we're all under the assumption that whatever's going down is going down soon.
Yeah.
I don't think we're going to have to watch them for long.
Absolutely. Are we comfortable using any of our personal cars that they might be able to identify?
I mean, I use my truck. If we're going to be trailing them, I don't know if they already know my truck. We have been seen.
I don't want to bring it up, but I don't want to throw my personal in the ring there. Just as much as yours, somebody might know mine.
My PT Cruiser was at Golden King.
We can rent a car. Separately.
That's a good idea.
Go undercover.
Yeah, we can rent like a van or something. Throw a lot of gear in the back as well. Go prepared.
Yeah.
Maybe bring a couple extras if we need them.
That's a really good idea.
Station wouldn't have anything like that. Like a...
unmarked van.
Mm-hmm. Station would absolutely have an unmarked van. Specifically for the situation you are describing.
But like... is that something that... the police departments would recognize as an unmarked van. You know what I mean?
No, I mean, you guys have seen it firsthand multiple times. It is literally a,
like plates
extended
all.
Cab. Yeah, just regular civilian plates.
Nice.
Cool. Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Yeah, let's fucking use
sweet.
That.
Nice. Thanks.
You're the best, Lieutenant.
I don't know how we'd go about it, but thinking more into it, any chance that these lands, these preserved lands, Winters could have built his cabin on that? I mean, how much pull has he got in the government? I don't know if there's any way to track down if he would have it, but not rolling it out that it's not a property under his name.
Absolutely. It's a lot of land, right?
Miles and miles of land, yes.
Okay. Yeah, I would not doubt that he's got something in there. How do we find it? That's a different story.
I think the tail's the best idea we've had yet.
Yeah, me too.
Anything else that you guys talk about before an hour passes? Or does anybody do anything specifically? At different points throughout this time, Sarge comes up to each of you and kind of like smells you from like your toe up to your shin and walks past. But most of the time, he's hanging around Ray.
I pull a Swisher Sweet up. Smoke it. Smoke my Swisher Sweet.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Swisher. Smoke it.
60 minutes pass since Mike McAllister has left.
Do we have his phone? Do we have his phone number? Fuck. I forget, dude.
Yeah, I believe he gave me his phone number at some point when I met him.
Okay.
You have the number that he gave you. Yes. Yeah. You guys called him originally to get him here. You do have that number.
All right. I'll call him up.
Bring, 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 bring. No answer.
Fuck, bitch.
I slammed the phone down.
Is it a Linwood area code?
Yes.
How many hotels are there in Linwood? A lot?
A decent amount.
Okay.
Put it at like 16, 17.
Mm-hmm. If Ray's got a phone book, can I look at those 16, 17?
Yeah, you take out a phone book and start looking through it?
Yeah, to see if any of these hotels or motels match up to that number.
Okay. I keep getting my fucking finger stuck in the boom arm. I gotta stop doing that. You begin going through the phone book. Anyone else doing anything right now?
My finger in the boom arm. Fuck, we should have followed him. We should have fucking followed.
5 minutes have elapsed past that 60-minute mark. You're still going through, matching the number to the numbers on the listed motels and hotels. 15 minutes have elapsed past that 60-minute mark, and you guys hear a car pull up outside.
Run to the window, look out.
Look out, and you can see that it is Mike McAllister exiting his vehicle, stepping up to the steps. Makes his way towards the door and knocks.
I open it up.
You open it up?
Mm-hmm.
Open it up. Mike steps in, immediately looks to LaRocca in the back. His eyes just kind of fixed on it. Shakes it off. Looks at you. Looks at Roy. Okay. What do you need me to do exactly?
I walk over to the LaRocca kid, and I pick him up. I carry him into the next room.
Okay.
And I put him down. I walk back in the fucking living room. Yeah, let's talk about it. It's all five of us. Talk about it. All right. So, Doug Caliburn and Roger Ackerl. Were you familiar with these names before today?
No.
Okay.
No, I've never heard them.
All right, these guys are supposedly right under Dan Winters, chief of police. So, all we need from you is to contact them somehow. You're being a journalist. Hopefully you have some methods. And arrange to meet them somewhere for an interview. And you can pick their brains, ask them whatever you want. You're a journalist, it pertains to this case. It's up to you. But that's really all we need.
I mean, just to be clear, you've expressed that these are people involved in the case, right? What would you do if a journalist called you and asked to meet you somewhere? 2 hours away. I don't think it's going to work, but I'll give it a shot.
You don't have to meet him here.
What are some good places that I should meet him at?
I don't know about you guys, but I'm not against closer to Minneapolis.
Not at all.
Yeah, I'll take a ride.
Somewhere in Minneapolis?
Outskirts close. I mean, that's your area, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I could meet him at a rest stop somewhere, or maybe a motel parking lot, or a cafe, or I don't know.
You got a got any bright ideas about how you'd explain to them how they were found out, how they were put on, how you were put onto them?
You guys told me not to mention the case. So I don't know what I'm supposed to talk about, how I'm supposed to get them here.
Well, you just saw that kid in the back of the room, right? Let's not pretend like you didn't.
He just kind of looks at you.
I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, guys, but or if this is a stupid idea, but you should offer them information, and that information could be pertaining to the LaRocca family, right? Am I saying that last name right, Ray?
That is correct.
You understand where I'm going with this?
So I just say, I have some information about someone important in the LaRocca family that you might be interested in. Do I act like I know a lot? Do I act like I don't know a lot? Like, how should I approach it? Should I play dumb? Should I play leverage? I mean, I got all the tools in the book. I just need to know what kind of stone I'm trying to crack here.
What are you comfortable with? You know, you're civilian.
I'll right? tell you this. Okay. I don't like this idea at all. I think it's dumb. I think it might be dangerous. Right? And I think that it goes without saying that if this is pulled off successfully and all of this is wrapped up in a neat little bow, I get the exclusive rights to your guys' story. Is that a fair trade? Exclusive rights.
Roy chuckles. He's like, well, we'll have to talk about that. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just fucking kidding.
You don't talk to anyone else in the press other than me. And you tell me everything when it's all said and done.
I put my hand out to shake it.
He reaches his hand out and shakes it.
You have my word.
Okay. All right. I don't think I want to bring him to Minneapolis, and I think that I want to use a fake name. I don't want them knowing that I have anything to do with Minneapolis at all. If I go out somewhere and hell, they might even recognize me. I don't know, but I'd like to do it here if I can get them to come here. If they say they don't want to come here, then that's fine. Then I'll meet them halfway, and if they don't want to do halfway, then I'll do Minneapolis last. I'll meet them where, if it's here, if it's going to be in Lynnwood, wherever you guys want, we'll do it like that. Halfway, I'm thinking maybe a rest stop, maybe a motel. And if it's going to have to be in Minneapolis, I don't know if you guys... any kind of, like, size. Almost like he's trying to watch his words, and then he just, like, completely breezes past that. If this gets violent, then I don't want it in a public place. I don't want to do it in a cafe. I don't want to do it out and about or a park or anything like that. And he kind of casually, very, very slowly, just kind of like looks towards the door that little LaRocca went in. Looks back to you guys. Tell me how to play it and I'll play it. I'll play my cards.
I mean, I've already said it all, why not more? But I mean, there was a certain number of situations that happened recently within Minneapolis's jurisdiction. Maybe you got a lead onto that. Something happened in their area that involved Lynnwood. And you're following up. You want to talk to two guys from Minneapolis, see what they know.
And that's it? What if he doesn't bite? See, I think that... and look, we don't have to play the game. You don't have to tell me everything. But I think that there should be at least levels. If he doesn't take it on step one, what's step two? If he doesn't bite on step two, what's step three? You know what I mean?
Tell him that we know where RJ's at. Tell him we know where Ronald Jordan Quinnen's at.
Start with that?
No, that is plan C.
Okay, what's plan A? Is plan A LaRocca, or is it what happened or whatever happened in Minneapolis? I don't know, but what's the order here?
I think Minneapolis talk should be plan A, LaRocca should be plan B, and RJ should be plan C.
And I think you mention it as a not playing it completely dumb, but just throwing it out there. Heard about this. This was mentioned. I know about this or that.
Maybe I pretend like one of you is one of my informants or something. Not say any names or anything like that, obviously, but whatever information you guys feed me to talk to them, either of them, you know, my informant in Linwood said this, my informant in Linwood said that.
You don't have to pretend. We are your informants.
Right. Right. Okay. And if he wants to meet in Linwood, where?
If we can shut down a coffee shop or... Yeah, go ahead.
It's cold. Don't think too many people are going to be at the parks. Snow all over the ground. Maybe down Statterly.
Yeah, we could get a... We could keep eyes on him at all times if we're at a park.
An open area.
That's assuming that they're not coming with people, too.
Open area, maybe we'd be able to tell.
I know you said you're not comfortable with the park, but he's kind of right. It's January.
Okay. Yeah. Statterly, you said?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's where we originally found the... Yeah.
Full circle, baby.
Yeah.
That's when you went barefoot.
Yep. I have yet to check my dam. That's the whole point.
Check the dam.
You check the dam and Dan Winter's dead body is stuck up in it.
Just a little...
There's 8 kids.
It's a glass bottle with the address in it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. And if he says no?
If he says no to all three of those things, you mean?
I'm trying to avoid having to look over to you guys for information while I'm on the phone with him. Whichever one I get to. You want to try and get both, too? Or just one?
If one's all you can get without making it too obvious, I mean. I think that's the play, making it...
Yeah. There's no need to demand for both.
Okay. All right. Do it now.
I remember I was concerned about this phone, using this phone, but then I think someone said it's 1971, so it's not a problem, right?
Yeah, they would need to like have a huge room full of equipment. This even came into play when you guys tried to talk about tapping the landline on the gas station. You'd need basically a whole room of equipment to do this on a level, unless there are listening devices placed in the house.
But those would have to, it's not like, they would have to be physically gotten after the fact.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Describe these looks that are getting shot.
Ray is contemplating going... full hopper Stranger Things and tearing apart his house to see if it's bugged. I think he's alright for now.
Okay.
Fuck.
Aaron Lang was left all alone in this place, man. You don't know what he got up to.
Oh my god.
Mike
McAllister. Can I go into the room and check on the kid?
Yeah, he's laid on the bed, like, breathing.
Bed.
I say, fuck it. YOLO, fucking... Oh my god, I need to leave. I just sound like a fucking...
YOLO. I say fuck it.
YOLO. Fucking YOLO.
My 60-year-old uncle said that to me last week. Like, what the fuck just came out of your mouth?
Fuck it. YOLO.
Fuck it. YOLO. Yeah.
You only live once in this crazy...
You don't know what they say, kid. You only live once.
You only live once. It's too cold in this world.
Mike McAllister continues to scan for directions.
I think, fuck it. Yeah, just ring it up right now.
Okay. Mike McAllister approaches the phone.
Wait! No, I'm kidding.
Stop! Apollonia, no!
So he grabs the receiver, the phone, picks it up, puts his finger towards the dial, looks at you guys. All right, what's Roger's number?
Would you happen to have any inroads, any contacts on your side that would be able to at least get you in the door of finding somebody that would know that number?
Hangs it up on the receiver. If I knew his name, maybe. Directory, any kind of directory for the police station.
God damn, Joe. Another fucking same name. I forgot about that. Why are you doing that?
What are you talking about?
Another Roger.
What are you talking about? Who else is Roger?
Roger Beach?
Roger Beach.
Who knows anything? I don't know nothing.
Beach. He's done that a lot.
Beach. Big Beach.
Hey, Roger.
I mean, if he asks how I got the number, I'll just say, I don't know. You know, I got it.
You could, we could just give him the front desk of the Minneapolis police station and ask to be patched through to him.
Yeah, it's not like you're making it seem like you're calling these two guys directly. It's just, you know, they're kind of higher up. They might have information. Not that they, that you search for them specifically, you know?
Okay. All right. He like, looks very confident for a second after those words kind of pass through his head. Nods his head, grabs the phone, looks towards you guys. Do you guys have the number for the Minneapolis Police Department?
Would we?
I don't know. Would you?
I mean, we got a phone book. Just page through it real quick and look.
Yeah, you can just thumb through and find it pretty easily.
Bro, it's 911, obviously.
Help! There's been a murder!
Obviously, 911.
They got a kid locked up in the bathroom!
Dude, how do you guys not know that?
Who did it?
It's 911.
He's the guy who did it, so there?
It's you guys! It's you!
We're sending a police officer.
There are police officers!
So he looks towards Ray, who's thumbing through the phone book for the number. Do you give him the number?
Yes.
Read it off. He dials it in, punches it in. He's got the phone up to his ear. Hi, yeah. Could you patch me through to Roger Ackroll? He's not there? Okay. Yeah, no. His wife left something at my house. I just, you know, want to find a spot to drop it off. Do you have his personal number? Okay. All right. And he, like, looks towards you, like, with his fingers out.
Hand him a pad and paper.
Mm-hmm.
And
he
pad and writes down. Pencil.
Okay. Right. Awesome. Thank you so much. All right. Bye-bye. Click.
Genius.
Well, I mean, that was easy. But I don't think that accomplishes what we were trying to do. Because if I'm a reporter, I'm using reporter tactics, right?
Absolutely. You would, yeah. Would you have done that to get any of our numbers if you knew our names?
I might have already done that. But I haven't had any need to contact you.
Well, good.
This guy's so slimy, dude. So slimy.
So should I call him?
Absolutely.
Gotcha. Takes the receiver off, punches it in, puts the phone up to his ear. 10 seconds. 20 seconds. He looks towards you guys and shakes his head. Hangs it up.
What about the other one?
Doug Caliburn.
Well, I don't think I can use that trick again. But, okay, sure. Punches in the number for the police station. Picks it up.
Hello, could you patch me through to Doug Caliburn, please?
Oh my god, that was the same lady that was working at the pharmacy. She's really worked her way up this week.
He's not there, you say? Well, all right, thank you.
Click.
It's worth a try.
I think it would be suspicious if I asked for his number, too, but...
There's no contact information in that file, right?
Can I look through the file and see if there is contact info?
Yeah, you start going through the Atkins files?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You start going through the Atkins files. In that time while he's scanning through that, remember, this is hundreds of pages of documents. Anything else you guys are doing? I mean, you guys have his phone number, right? I can just call it. It's just making up a reason that I have the number. How did you guys get his number?
Do we have his number?
Yes, you do.
We have his number.
You guys found the number for Doug Caliburn, Roger Ackroll, and Jeffrey Jasper Jr. all in the phone book.
That's right.
Oh.
We're a bunch of silly gooses. So silly.
I wasn't trying to make you guys waste time. I thought you guys were trying to come up with a reason that Mike McAllister would have this number.
I had COVID. That's on you guys.
Punch it in.
Yeah, that's fair.
You got COVID, Brain?
I did.
Well,
yeah, I closed my file.
I understand.
I thought this whole time you guys were like looking for a reason, like, for Mike McAllister to reasonably get this phone number.
No, no, cut this all out. Make us sound like we were smart.
Absolutely the fuck not. This is all staying in.
No.
Fuck.
He picks up the receiver, looks at you guys. Fucking police, huh? What's the number?
Oh, what's that supposed to mean?
I write down on the same pad. Yeah. The same pad that he just wrote that other number on.
Punches it in. Hi, is this Doug? Hey, Doug. This is Sean Gaffney. Yeah, I'm a reporter with Linwood Times. No, it's just gonna take a second. I promise. Right. Listen. All right. So I'm looking into this event that happened in outskirts of Minneapolis. Just trying to, you know, find some details. Someone with the Minneapolis PD that can kind of give me a little. No. Just wait. We have reason to believe that, you know, some LaRocca family member was involved, and, you know, I just want a chance to talk to you and you know, and just... Right. Okay. Well, I know where RJ is. I heard something about it. Yes? Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I just want to meet. Look, I have a lot of questions that I just, you know, want to answer. You can answer them. Come down to Linwood. Mm-hmm. Statterly Park, we can meet there. Well, okay. And he kind of puts his hand out, like, grabbing for something. Grabs a pen and paper. Uh-huh. Okay. Now? Sure. Look, I'll tell you what I know about all this stuff, and you can fill in the blanks for me, okay? All right. Sounds good. I'll see you then. Click. And he lets out a deep breath. He was about to hang up on me.
You're a genius with your words, my friend.
Underestimated you.
But he has a place that he wants to meet. He gave me an address. He said it's an abandoned building on the outskirts.
well.
Can I see the address? See what the address is?
Yeah, he hands it to you.
Show it to everybody. Does anybody recognize it?
Yes, actually. Ray recognizes the address.
The outskirts of Linwood?
Yes. Okay. It is nearby your house. Not, like, nearby, nearby. You have no neighbors, but down the road, make a left, drive for maybe about, like, 10, 15 minutes on, like, these back roads. It is an eviction that you once had to step in to help serve. Abandoned home.
What do I recall from this eviction?
Vaguely, it was a tenant that really, really didn't want to leave. There was a cop who was there, and they got into an altercation, and it ended up finding out that the tenant was actively stealing a decent amount of jewelry from other local residents. So you were stepped in to investigate.
Okay.
The house has been abandoned, and you probably drive by it maybe once or twice a week, and you see it all the time. It's completely abandoned.
Yeah, but it's not, it can't, I mean, I've only been here for a couple of years, so it can't be like crazy.
No, derelict. it's not run down. Okay. But he gave that address to Mike McAllister.
Okay.
250 No Name Street. He said he's coming now.
How far is he? Is he in Minneapolis?
That's what he said, yeah.
I mean, he's at his home there.
Right, so we got some time.
We've got the unmarked vehicle and get ready to trail.
Do you, Mike, do you have anything you need to prepare?
No, I'm all square. I brought everything. My typewriter, my tape recorder, my notepad, my... And he stops. Everything.
All right, maybe we should grab one of our tape recorders as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we should take a lot of weapons out.
Yeah. Let's, I got my camera and all my develops with me. We should go back to the station real quick, pick up the car or the truck. I'll get the rifle. Get whatever you boys need.
Yeah. Yeah. Where are you staying, Mike?
Motel.
All right. Yeah, I guess if you hang out there and get ready.
Okay. Give me a call when you guys want to get this going.
So just
walking towards the door.
As he's walking, I'm saying, so just to make sure, you told him you know where RJ is.
That seemed like the last possible thing I could say. He was about to hang up, like I said.
Yeah. Okay.
So...
He didn't bite on the Minneapolis thing. He didn't bite on whatever LaRocca thing, but that seemed to get him immediately interested.
Okay. Okay. So we'll have to have an answer. It doesn't have to be... So basically, wherever we tell him RJ is, I imagine he's just going to try to directly go there, maybe, right?
Yeah, I mean, we could give him...
Let's give him RJ's address.
We could. Or we could just tell the ramp.
He meets with you, and, I mean, all we're trying to do... Yeah.
Well, he did say he was going to end up at the cabin.
Yeah, and, I mean, but the whole point of this is just to get the tail on the guy, right?
Oh, I know. I mean, you think he'd be naive enough to just drive right off to the cabin if we tell him he's headed there?
Yeah, maybe.
That's
maybe
a good point.
Give him the police report. You heard about this police report of this guy that you knew met the description, jacked a car, but he was talking. You heard police talking. Your informant. He was headed to some cabin.
You guys actually got RJ?
No. Not even fucking close.
Oh. He didn't jack a car that's not... Okay. All right.
Well, okay, he did jack a car. He did jack a car.
There was a sighting of him jacking a car?
Yes, and he's off of one of the exits on Route 52.
Okay.
So.
Listen. Two things. First of all, if this guy pulls a gun on me... Will you guys protect me?
Yeah. Yeah, you'll be all right.
Okay. And two, everyone in this room understands what exclusive rights means. Just want to make that clear.
Mm-hmm. You'll be the first reporter I ever talked to.
Gives you a thumbs up. Walks out the front door.
All right. Let's go to the fucking station.
Did he get in his car?
Yep. And begins driving off.
Well, could you guys... Where? Fuck, where did we send Lang? Is Lang home?
Lang is at the station.
He's at the station. All right. All right. You guys just, can you just grab me a rifle? I don't need anything else. I want to stay here with LaRocca, and I'm going to call Lang and get him to come back here and watch him. And then y'all can just pick me up. It's on the way.
Sure.
Do you mean that, Ray? If it came down to this guy pulling a gun on McAllister, you're going to take down our only avenue? Or is McAllister just something that gets in the way at this point?
I don't know. See you when the time comes, won't we?
Yeah.
I'd like to think that Mike's probably a better person than this Doug guy. But I'm not God. I'll call Lang's personal.
Lang's personal? Like his desk phone or his home phone?
Like his desk phone.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, like not whatever. Calling Lang over mm-hmm. the radio.
Hello?
Yo, Lang.
Right?
Right away.
Right fucking away.
I need you to come back over my place. You're going to be on babysitting duty for a little bit.
Copy that. En route. Click.
En route. Let's go.
So fucking cute.
I was hoping it wouldn't come to it that it would need to be the RJ angle, but I mean, if these guys are really looking for RJ, you think he's coming alone?
Yeah, we might be in some trouble.
I mean, they were sending, what was that, 5-6 guys to just keep him locked in a freezer.
Right.
But I think that's a smart plan. Tell him, maybe Mike played dumb a little bit. He was talking about some cabin, and I got to support him jacking a car.
Right.
Yeah. I don't want to lose him.
You can't kill an innocent journalist, right? He's not going to kill an innocent journalist.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Well, he said it. Ray said it. We'll see.
What are you guys doing?
I get in the PT Cruiser.
Into the PT Cruiser. You actually brought, I believe, a squad car here. I think the PT Cruiser is at the station.
Right, okay.
And Caleb, you also took a squad car. Jerry, I'm not sure if you took your personal or not. I don't think that we specified, but you came out of the station to raise, so.
I think I was just in my squad car.
Okay.
But I'm ready to drive back to the station.
Three people heading back to the station, and Ray Hoyt sitting in his trailer in the room adjacent to Little LaRocca. That's where we're going to pick up next session.
Thanks for listening to this episode of LFVCU, a Nasty Table production.